your hometown. Travel about 30 minutes northwest of downtown Chicago, and some say you'll reach heaven or Barrington. Today, we visit Barrington, a village you should probably call home.
And one of the places you might want to visit when you're in Barrington is one of the popular spots in town, I'm told, the Lucky Monk. Nicole Baiko is the general manager over there. How you doing, Nicole? Thanks for being on with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I hear your spot. I got to be there. I got to get there because I've heard so much about it. What is it? You've been so popular, and even over the last 18 months, I've heard the business has been booming there, and it's an incredible story. Tell us what we should know about the Lucky Monk.
Awesome. Yeah, so we've been around for 11 years at Lucky Monk. We are a full-service restaurant and brewery, so we make our own beer on site. We're known mostly for our prime beef burgers. Those are our, that's what got us to the dance, we say. We also have a full menu with tacos, thin crust pizzas, appetizers. So we're, you know, we are in a unique situation here these past 18 months. And sure. I got to give a shout out to everybody in the Barrington, Elgin, Hoffman, Schaumburg community, because without everybody's support for carry out and through these tough times and coming out to grab beer and dinner to go, I don't know if we would be where we are today now moving forward in really exciting times.
Yeah, that says a lot. I mean, the community obviously loves you, wanted to keep you there, and so they were doing their best to support you, even when you're right. It was very, very, very difficult times for restaurants. I did notice, I saw something here that your beer, you brew your own, and that you name your restaurant after Trappist monks who've spent centuries perfecting their craft. That tells people you're very serious about your beer over there.
Yeah, that's right. Our brewmaster, Anthony Carollo, he is classically trained in Belgian beers. So we brew all types of beers. You can come in and find a signature that's a favorite. But he really hits a home run when he does the Belgian style classics. So you're looking at like quads and doubles and wits and things of that nature. So we have a lot of fun with that in the summer. Here in the winter right now, we release a lot of barrel aged beers. So really big stouts and lots of alcohol for these cold days. So we always have a rotating tap with our beers, and then we have our favorite local breweries on tap, you know, the Goose Islands, the Revs. We got Crystal Lake friends. We got our Scorched Earth friends, everybody out. We partner with So Hopped and Huntley. So we really love that you can come in, have one of our beers, and also try a beer from another Chicago brewery that we love.
It's fun to try them, all the different tastes and stuff. Do you do, like, tasting menus with those? Are there sampling times you can do that?
We have a sampler, so you can get six of our Lucky Monk beers, and depending on what we got on tap, you can even try, like, a specialty. So those are really popular at the brewery, and if you're around for happy hour Monday through Thursday, we have half-off appetizers and 350 of our Monk drafts. So that's really fun to come Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6.
How cool is that? Hey, Nicole, one thing I did notice, just looking at the Yelp reviews, it seems like people really love your outdoor patio. 5-star ratings across the board for your outdoor patio must be something special. And I'm hearing you're going to try to extend that into some of the cooler months.
Yeah, so with COVID coming on last year, we learned really quickly that we had a really valuable asset with seating on the patio for about 120. So we added heaters last year to get us kind of through that, you know, those shoulder months. And then we got smart and we added a roof. So now we have a year-round heated and covered patio. We book it for private events. We use it for regular reservations. So you can sit out there all year long really comfortably. So we're hoping that people that are still feeling cautious or maybe not comfortable quite sitting in a restaurant know that they have a safe and spaced out fresh air spot to come at Lucky Monk with a beautiful view.
Yeah, I heard about that. It just is beautiful. Great place to sit and enjoy your beer, your great food. Do you still you hear a lot about that? People saying, you know what, I'm not quite comfortable coming indoors yet.
Yeah, we still have a lot of people that find a lot of comfort knowing that they can come and enjoy. Maybe, you know, maybe they're with a group. They don't really know everybody as well. You know, a lot of work functions are happening again. Some companies are only allowing functions to be held outside, depending on the business. So we like that we have an option for everybody. And, yeah, even booking private events, we have a private dining room. We have the patio. So we are already booking for the holiday season coming in the next 2 months here.
Yeah, it's coming up for sure. I'm looking at your menu here. Wow, it's making me hungry. You got the chicken fingers and the wings, your standard pub fare that are spectacular, hummus, cheese curds, love that, and then the Trappist Trio, truffle fries, cheese curds, pickle fries, and spicy dipping sauces. It sounds like it's quite a hit, your menu. What would you say, other than the burger, people really come back for?
So the Bavarian one-pound pretzel is the top-selling appetizer and one of the top-selling dishes ever. It comes out hanging on what we, it's like a banana hanger. So it comes out, It comes with three dipping sauces. And no matter how many years you work at Lucky Monk's, when you bring a table, a pretzel, and all the other tables are looking at it, there's nothing that beats that feeling. It's an incredible dish. So we're really proud of that. And we actually do something unique with our tacos. We serve an elote street corn. So instead of the usual like rice and beans and or chips and salsa, we have a really unique side dish that we are all really proud of. So elote is going to be roasted corn with a lime crema, finished off with the tajin and cotija cheese. So if you haven't had that before, it's kind of a unique offering with tacos that we're really proud of.
I bet you are. Order the Bavarian pretzel. That's the pro tip right there. And go to the Lucky Monk. Where are you located, Nicole? People want to come by Barrington and check you out.
Yeah, so we're located right near the AMC 24 at the intersection of Barrington Road and 90.
Awesome. Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for talking to us about your spot. It sounds really special, and congrats on all the success you've had and the success in building your customer base. That speaks to what you do over there.
Thank you. Yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone. We just started a really big renovation, so in about 3 to 4 weeks here, if you've been to Lucky Monk before, you're going to come in, and it's going to look, we're calling it the Lucky Monk refresh, so it's going to look a little different, but same menu, same people, so we're just excited.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Nicole. Enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Nicole Biko is general manager at the Lucky Monk. Pretty cool to learn a little more about that.